brother of the one of the central characters in the book.
Yes, Jeff was the brother of Dave Allen. Dave Allen was Wally's close friend, who was the first to die. It was his death on a beach near Port Elizabeth that sparked the investigations into the story. I contacted Jeff Allen, and he then spoke to me at length about what his brother had been up to.
And did he then also tell you about the connections with these very powerful people?
He did. He did. Yes, he did. He spoke quite openly to me about that. He was quite worried about his own safety, so he was careful how he coached things. But he confirmed the links, because by then it had emerged that Dave Allen had told Mark Minnie, the detective in the case, that he was not the only one involved in these alleged pedophilic activities, and that he was not going to go down alone. And he then named certain cabinet ministers. That sparked Minnie's investigation. But of course, I didn't yet know about that until after Dave Allen's death.
So you then had the inside scoop almost from Jeff, which you couldn't quote him clearly as a fellow journalist, you know, way back 30 years ago.
Yes, because I first became aware of a possible link between Dave Allen and John Wiley. After John Wiley's death, somebody called me and told me to look at the link between the deaths of the two men. And that's when I called Jeff Allen, and Jeff spoke to me. He was only one of my sources.
But a hell of a source. I mean, given that it's
absolutely, because he was close to his brother and had apparently known about these things for a long, long time. Jeff was a great investigative journalist, and you couldn't keep secrets from Jeff. So I was not surprised.